3.8, remote working, advantage paralegal. Fortunately, legal writing is one of the easiest areas of legal skills to convert to a remote working environment. There are many paralegals who do almost nothing except drafting legal documents. This can include pleadings, discovery documents, contracts, leases, client correspondence, regulatory compliance filings, and much more. It is always advisable to develop skills that make you more valuable to an employer. Legal writing is just such a skill. To better position yourself for continued employment, do the following. Seek out assignments related to writing and research. Ask for input from attorneys and more experienced paralegals. Make it your goal to increase your value by taking on tasks that others try to avoid. Demonstrate your ability to work independently with minimal oversight and guidance, even when working in the office. Once you have demonstrated a strong writing skill and the ability to work independently, your firm will be more likely to turn to you if remote working becomes necessary. Chapter 3, Wrap Up, What You Should Know. After reading this chapter, you should know the following. The Unified Theory of Legal Writing. The various forms of legal writing. The elements of a demand letter. How to draft a letter to your client. Proper etiquette for email communication. The IRAC method of legal analysis. The elements of an interoffice memorandum. How to draft an interoffice memorandum. Assignments. Assignment 3.3, draft a demand letter to the opposing party. If this assignment does not fit your client scenario, choose another client just for this assignment. Assignment 3.3, draft a letter to be sent to your client. Assignment 3.6, draft an interoffice memorandum using only the authorities suggested. Note that you are not required to research any additional authority. Do not forget to keep track of your billable hours as you work on these projects. Turn in your timesheet with your finished assignments. This concludes Chapter 3.